Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, do you have an office wife or husband, or do you maybe exchange a flirty message with an old crush on Instagram from time to time? Well, an article in the Times UK over the weekend has raised questions around the blurred lines of infidelity as a woman detailed her emotional affair with a dad on her school run. She says they've never kissed, but they message secretly. So are they just good friends, or are they crossing a line? Well, we're joined now by dating and relationship expert Frances Kelleher. And Frances, you're welcome. How would you define an emotional affair, and how can you differentiate it from, you know, just simply a platonic affair or friendship?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, very interesting questions there. So the very first thing is it a secret? If you're keeping something a secret from your significant other, that's shady. That is not good. That is the first red flag warning signal that, you know, you're we call it micro cheating. In the industry, that's known as micro cheating. So, you know, you're not having a full blown out affair. You're not cheating physically and going over and, you know, spending time with that person and doing all the everything else in between. But it's cheating in a form, and you can dress it up any way you want to. It is. It's okay. Emotional cheating, and it's wrong.
I'm going to dress it up for you. You're partner that you're married to, or that you're living with, or that you're in an actual relationship with, just doesn't even believe that platonic relationships can exist. And they react really strongly whenever, you know, you talk to a guy, or, you know, if you have guy friends from the past or whatever. So you keep it a secret because it's just easier that way, but there's nothing really going on. Is that okay to keep it a secret in that instance? Or does that just raise a whole, open a whole can of worms about your actual relationship that you should be dealing with maybe?
Yeah, like I would say the difference there is that once off thing, you bump into somebody on the street, you know, you have known them, whatever. This even article in the Times that you referred to was consistent. It's consistent emotional cheating in micro bouts.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're constantly onto somebody, you're secretive about it, and you're sharing things and time and energy with that person that should be, you know, put towards your significant other, your partner.
I think you've hit the nail on the head.
So a one-off is a bit different.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, Frances, because I've read here the article in the Times, and she says, we haven't kissed, I haven't saved his name in my phone or anything. She said, the content of our exchanges is innocent. But I think she's guilty. She's gone mentally and psychologically, at the very least, surely, reading between the lines, much, much further, has she not?
100%. I mean, from what I read, she's one or two steps off from crossing the line.
Do you reckon?
Fully.
What have you read that gave you that indication?
Yeah. She said, you know, he sends me a text at 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m. Mm. If your, you know, feet are hitting the floor when you get up in the morning, and the first person you're thinking about, or, you know, 15 minutes after you get up, or even within that hour, that's kept for special people, your family, you know, your kids, your significant other. And it's happening every morning.
But she
that
does
person
say,
is,
she does say, though, this is a meeting of minds rather than lustful urges.
Yes, but she did say that she imagines being intimate with him, having bedroom action with him. She did mention that. And she has said, you know, that she is getting that dopamine hit. She said it was like the start of when her and her husband met. So she's in the honeymoon phase with this sunglasses guy, she was calling him. So, you know, and it's so funny because I've said this many times, the grass is greener on the other side. You know, the grass stays green where you water it. I always say love is like a flower. If you do not water it, if you do not nurture the emotional connection, I don't care how, you know, fantastic the fireworks were at the start, the love dies. It's just a fact. And people don't know this. They think, oh, I've met my person and we're married and it's great and I don't have to work at it. But add in a mortgage and a couple of kids and the modern day stress. And, you know, that is a fast love killer. Yeah. It's just life. It's
okay,
just facts.
But we have a text here from someone who's sort of getting to the point, I suppose, I was trying to make. Is it does this woman, I think they're talking about you, Frances. It's Frances Kelleher we're speaking to, a dating coach. Does this woman think men and women can't be friends?
You mean the woman that is
you,
talking to sunglasses
this is a,
guy?
No, this is a texter wondering, do you think men and women can't be friends?
Fantastic question. And I'm going to be so honest because I think, you know, that you have to be honest with these things and I'm all for the truth. I think they can be friends, but I've not once seen it yet. Not one. Maybe if the guy or girl is 80 years of age. Yeah. But not, I've never seen it.
No, I have male friends. I'm friends with you.
I don't understand that now, I must say.
You better be friends with me too. You didn't reiterate that.
Well, indeed, and I don't understand what you mean there, Frances. I actually simply don't understand it.
It depends what you're classifying as friends as well. Mm. Like you can be friends with someone, you can bump into them, you can say hello, you might, you know, bump into their mother and send them a text, you know, if you were neighbours, you know, I see what, but any time I've seen a friendship that is very consistent, very full on, you know, and there's emotional stuff going on, one party has always been interested. You look down the line and the guy had asked the girl out and she had no interest, and that was, you know, 10 years ago.
But could that not have happened, you know, 10 years ago, we'll say, that, you know, in the initial part of the relationship, and she had said to him, well, no, I'm not interested. And then the friendship had just developed on a platonic basis. Could that not have happened?
It could have happened, but when I go digging, that isn't the case. Okay. People are very open with me and they tell
Frances,
me the truth. And
I could talk to you about this for the rest of the show. I really could. And you've raised a whole big question that I'd love to hear from our listeners on. Can men and women actually just be friends?
Yeah, prove Frances wrong then. 5-1-5-1.
We have to leave it there. Frances, thank you so much for joining us. That's Frances Kelleher. The WhatsApp line is 0870 32 32 32 if you want to WhatsApp us for free.